بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. This last weekend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the good fortune of spending some time in the company of one of his special friends, one of his awliya. I was given the opportunity to go to Leicester and spend 24 hours in the company of my teacher and sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Salim Dorat Sahib Hafidhahullah. And this is something which unfortunately a very large portion of the ummah has forgotten the importance of. Spending time, making it a point to take out time and go into the company of pious people, of Ahlullah. It would not be incorrect to say that this is a shortcut to progress indeed. This is a shortcut to progress indeed. Rather, it would not be incorrect to say that this is the one of the quickest, if not the quickest, path to progress indeed. This is why, if we look in the ummah as a whole, then we will come to know that the group of people who are deemed to be the best in the ummah, the group of people who have the high status in the eyes of Allah in the ummah, is the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they have the high status in the eyes of Allah from the entire ummah. That means every single Sahabi. Yes, within the Sahaba radiallahu anhum there are ranks. But every single Sahabi, from the highest ranked Sahabi to the lowest ranked Sahabi, is of such a status that no non-Sahabi can reach his status. This is the aqidah and the belief of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Now, if we look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that what is the common factor that gave them this status? We don't have to go far. Just look at the name, Sahaba. Sahaba is from the name, from the word suhba, which means company. And sahaba, or singular sahabi, means that person who was blessed with the company of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for even a moment. But because company is so, the company of the Ahlullah, the company of pious people is so, so beneficial in making a progress, and progress indeed, that when a person, he gains the company of the greatest wali of Allah, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for even a moment, that one moment is enough to make him reach a status that no non-sahabi can reach. And what is the difference between a sahabi and a non-sahabi? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's not the case that the sahaba radiallahu anhu are better than the rest of the ummah, but they are marginally better. The great awliya, the great ulama of the ummah, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, Sheikh Junayd Baghdadi rahmatullah, they are close to the sahaba. No, they were nowhere near.
What is the difference between the Sahabi and a non-Sahabi? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, in his time. Now in his time there were only Sahaba radiallahu anhu, but this hadith was intended for the people after the Sahaba. He said, La tasubbu ashabi. Don't speak ill about my companions. Why? Because if one of them was to spend one mud. If you want to know what a mud is, nowadays we have them in the wudu khana everywhere. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that container which we call the mud was not just used for wudu. It was used as a general container for rice, for dates. So I'm just going off the point, but my teacher and Shaykh Hazan Mawlana Duat Sahib Hafizullah, he says that nowadays a very large number of us have these containers at home. And a very small number of them make wudu from them. So one other use of these containers, which will be easier for some of us, is to use them for taking out rice, for taking out flour. Because they were also used for this in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua. He said, Allahumma barik lana fi muddina. O Allah, grant us barakah in our mud. That means that not many of us use it to make wudu. I'll just mention by way of an amusing incident. I had a habit of making wudu from mud, and it is not as difficult as it looks. It's just we are so used to making wudu from a tap, and it requires a bit of patience initially. So I had a habit, so when I was in Leicester, I was studying, or rather, after I graduated, I remained there for 1 year. Then I was given the task of leading the salah for Dhuhr, Asr, one or two salah there. So there is an elderly person who works in the kitchen there. So he saw me making wudu with that, and he said that your wudu is not done with that. He said, your wudu is not done with that. Meaning, it's not enough water. So I told him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make wudu with it. So he said, that was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's miracle. Us ordinary people can't make wudu with that. I told him, well, you have to pray salah behind me. So khair, not many of us do make wudu from it. So one other use of it is that a person, the women in our homes, they always have their cups. And usually what cup do they use? The first one that they took out when they started taking the rice out. And so the person should use is Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for barakah for them. So khair, in the hadith that we are discussing about the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if one of my Sahaba was to spend a mud full. So it's not going to be max 1-2 kg maybe. A mud full of rice. Or something like rice, some food in the path of Allah, that would be more rewarding than a non-Sahabi spending a mountain's worth of gold in the path of Allah. So the difference between a Sahabi and a non-Sahabi is not small. It is very, very large. And what made the Sahaba radiallahu anhu reach this status? Company. The company of the greatest wali of Allah. And if you want to look in, if you want to delve deeper and look into the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, who is the highest ranked Sahabi? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And who is the highest ranked Sahabi after him? Umar radiallahu anhu. These were the two Sahaba that gained the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passed away, and he was buried next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Umar radiallahu anhu passed away, and he was buried in the same area as well. Then Ali radiallahu anhu, When he either at the time of the janazah or at the time of the burial or afterwards when he came into the area, he addressed Umar radiallahu anhu. And he said that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive, we always heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went there, Abu Bakr and Umar were with him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this, Abu Bakr and Umar were with him. He was trying to say that in life you're always together, so in death Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept you together as well. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gained the most company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was very, very close. He has the highest rank. Amongst Sahaba. After that, Umar radiallahu anhu. That alone is sufficient for us to understand the importance of company. It's a shortcut to success. Now, we don't have the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He knows that the company is extremely important, the company of pious people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ensured that until the day of judgment, awliya, ahlullah will be present. Yes, in some places they may be easier to find, in some places they may be harder to find. But their company is extremely beneficial for a person. If a person is someone who does not have zeal, does not have zeal to practice, if he goes there, he will gain the zeal to practice. If he is someone who is trying to practice but he is struggling, as it happens, sometimes there is one part of deen that a person struggles. For example, a person he thinks most of deen is like, but I really struggle to control my anger, or I really struggle to control my gaze. And sometimes we get this feeling that it's impossible. I've tried and I've failed, I've tried. When a person goes into the company of the Ahlullah, he will find that he will gain the determination and he will feel, no, it's possible, I can do it. If a person has this mental, this thought process, as many of us do, that Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well indeed, then when he goes to the Ahlullah, the benefit he will gain, he will understand that, oh, I still have a very large portion of deen left. I was fortunate to go into the company of Hazrat Maulana Salim Dora Sahib of Islam because my father started going there. And my father, before he went there, he was an alim, he is a well-respected alim. And he, to the people who knew him, he was known for being, you know, practicing. But I'm giving these words of my father as an example. Many, many people who have been to the Ahlullah will say this. He said, my father said that before I went into the company of Hazrat Maulana Salim Dora Sahib, and this is, all the Ahlullah fall into this category. He said, before I went into his company, I had this feeling that everything there is in deen I've done. I'm well practicing, I'm on the path to Jannah. It's when I went there, then I realized that I still have a lot and a very large portion of deen left to bring into my life. So if someone is not practicing and they go there, they will gain the zeal to practice. If someone is struggling to practice, they go there, they will get determination. If someone feels that I am practicing fully, when they go there, they will realize, their eyes will open. In amongst our Akabir, there is a very famous personality by the name of Mufti Mahmood Gangohi Rahmatullahi. Mufti Mahmood Gangohi Rahmatullahi was the Sheikh of Hazrat Mufti Musa Badat Sahib. That is why Mufti Musa Sahib named the masjid Masjid Mahmoodiya, after his sheikh. And Madrasa Mahmoodiya, the principal, Mullah Sulaiman Raja Sahib, asked Mufti Musa Sahib for a name, so Mufti Musa Sahib named it after his sheikh as well. So Mufti Mahmood Gangohi Sahib, rahmatullahi, he used to, when he did realize, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the realization that the company of the Ahlullah is extremely important. So he started going to the company of Sheikhul Hadith as Mullah Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullahi. Very great wali of Allah. Now Shaykhul Hadith Hazrat Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah and Mufti Mahmood Sahib, there is not a lot of difference in age between them. You can say in terms of age, they are almost contemporaries. So he started going to the company of Shaykhul Hadith Hazrat Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah, and eventually a time came when he told Hazrat that I want to become your Muri. So Shaykhul Hadith Sahib Rahmatullah, they told him that Shaykhul Hadith Sahib Rahmatullah was extremely humble. And you will find, in the true Ahlullah, you will always find this. The extreme number, their point of view is, why would people want to come into my company? On that I will mention another amusing incident. One pious person, one the Ahlullah, a villager, one of his murids called him to his village. He said to Hazrat, that Hazrat, come to my village, people will benefit from you. To villagers, Ahlullah don't come very often. So his sheikh came to his house. So he left his sheikh and he began calling people. So whenever he would be, he would tell someone that a very great wali of Allah has come benefit from him. So he went to the first person he met, he told him, and he carried on his way. Now this person, he went there. He went to the home of the host. He went there, he came into the room, and he saw a person sitting there. So he said, are you the buzruk? So Ahlullah humble. So the person said, I'm no buzruk. So this person, he left. Now the host, he had finished calling a lot of people, and he was on the way back. So he was on the way back and he sees this person leaving, so he said, where are you going? So he said, there's no one there. I met him and he said, he's not a buzruk. So the person told him that this is how buzruga deen, they are very humble. So the person said, acha, they lie as well? So khair, they are very humble. But we should have this understanding that their company is extremely beneficial. So Shaykhul Hadith Sahib, rahmatullahi, he was also extremely humble. So when Mufti Mahmud Sahib, he said that I want to become Baytawi, I want to become Yamuni, then Sheikh Al-Aziz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi told him that there are many other great awliya out there. Why don't you go to into one of their company, become one of their Muni? They will be more beneficial for you. So Mufti Mahmud Sahib, he said to us, Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayhi, that they are all, I do go into their company and I find their company very beneficial. But one thing that I find in your company is that when I come into your company, I see so many of my errors opening up to me. We are talking about a mufti, someone who's in knowledge, who has no lack of knowledge. But this is a one great benefit from the Ahlullah. And I will tell you myself that whenever I go into the company of my Shaykh, and this is not specific to me, many, many people go into the company of the Ahlullah with sincerity, they will tell you, one or so of my faults open up to me. Something which was within me for years, and somehow or other I was unable to spot it. A person, when the fault opens up to him, he cannot understand that how did I not spot this? But this is the barak of the company of the Ahlullah. When Hazrat Mufti Tahir Sahib from India, he came, then he gave a short talk here after Fajr. And one of the things he mentioned, he was saying the importance of dhikr. And one of the things he was mentioning is that there is a hadith that says that the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a lantern in a dark room. And he said that what this means is that a person, if he has faults with it, if there is a dark room, and there is no light there, then if there is something harmful in there, there is a snake in there, there is some harmful animal, there is a place where a person can trip up, you will not be able to see it. When you turn the lantern on, or in our time, when you turn the light on, then you can start seeing these things. So he said that the benefit of dhikr is that a person, as he carries out the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he starts, one of the benefits is he starts seeing his faults open up to him. Because his heart is becoming full of light. And when something starts lighting up, then the mistakes within it, the harmful things within it can be spotted. So the company of the Ahlullah has the same effect. Because their hearts are full of light as well. And when you turn a light on here, then the benefit of it doesn't just fall here. To a certain degree, the entire room, the entire hall to the back is lit up. To varying degrees. The closer you are, the more lit up. So in the same way, so the company, the hearts of the Ahlullah are full of spiritual light. When a person goes into the company, then he benefits from that light. For a moment, his own heart is lit up, his own spiritual condition is lit up. And through that light, he can see errors of him, he can see his own errors. So what did we say? If a person feels that he is practicing upon him, for him it is still beneficial. Because when he goes there, he will realize that I have so many errors. If a person is struggling, when he goes there, he will gain determination. In the time of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah, there was a very well-known murid and a khalifa of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah known as Khaja Mazhub Sahib. So Khaja Mazhub Sahib, the name escapes my memory, but there was a very well-known poet in the Indian subcontinent. And he was irreligious, a Muslim, but he was irreligious. So one day he told Khaja Mazhub Sahib Rahmatullah, he met him and he said that I want to go to the Khanqah of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah. I want to go to the Khanqah of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and I want to benefit from him. You know, I feel that I need to bring a change in the world. But there is one problem. The problem is I am addicted to alcohol. So I have to drink alcohol on a regular basis. But so how can I go to the Khanqah in this condition? Khaja Masub Sahib Rahmatullah Ali told him that your point is valid. When I get the chance, let me go and ask. Next time I meet Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, I will ask him. So he went and met Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah. The next time he went to the Khanqah and he mentioned it to him. It's so and so poet. He wanted to come. And this poet was well known, but he said this is the problem. So Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah said, no worries. The Khanqah has its principles. So of course he would not be able to bring a bottle of alcohol in the Khanqah. But I will. He can stay at my home. And like that he can benefit. So he came. He came to the company of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. And this was his first visit. First visit to one of the Ahlullah. But in that first visit, he made an intention that I am not going to touch a bottle of alcohol again. What did we say? A person goes into the company of the Allah, he gains determination to practice upon deen. Things which he thought were impossible. When people fall into an addiction, what do they feel? It's impossible. They try once, try three times, and shaitan. And this is the feeling is from shaitan. When a person goes into the company of the Ahlullah, he starts feeling it is possible. So he made an intention, I'm not going to touch a bottle of alcohol again. Now, as we know, if a person has an addiction, he stops immediately, he falls ill. So he became ill. And he was a very severe addict of alcohol. So the doctor saw him and the doctor said that, your condition is very severe. It's possible there is danger to your life. So he asked the doctors that, and the doctors advised him that our advice is that you stop alcohol slowly. That it might increase your life expectancy. So he asked the doctors that how much will it increase my life expectancy by? So doctor said 10 years or so. So he said that I would rather pass away right now in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala than take alcohol and pass away 10 years later in the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. This is the himmah and determination a person gains from one visit to the Ahlullah. The Shaykh of Azim Malash Fali Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, it was well known regarding him that people would come to him to become bay'ah, to become his murid. And they would tell him that, Haji said, I've come to become your murid, but I'm ready to do tawbah from everything, but I can't do tawbah from so-and-so sin. They would say this. That for example, alcohol, I can't do tawbah from alcohol. Oh, this, I'm not ready to leave. Music, I'm not ready to leave. Haji Sahib, Rahmatullah, would say, okay, all well and be it. And he would make the person murid. He would make him do tawbah from generally, but he would not mention that sin. But the barakah of that one meeting with Haji Sahib would be that the hatred for the sin would fall into the heart of the person. Today we also have Ahlullah. And if a person frequents the company of the Ahlullah, and we are so lucky because we are not in a country where it is very difficult to find Ahlullah. We are in a country where a person, once he can find Ahlullah in his own town, and if a person doesn't find Ahlullah in his own town, he will definitely find it in the country. And traveling from one city to another for the company of the Ahlullah is not a difficult sacrifice. Nowadays, to go eat out, we travel to places like Leicester, places here and there, for some small worldly benefit. So, this is something which has become missing from our life. Those of us who are religious as well, it is a reality. Those of us who are religious, we don't understand. No one has explained to us, we don't understand the importance of the company of the pious. Let me give you another example. As Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah, he has written in one of his books regarding an area, a region, a county in India. As far as I remember, it is called Doaba, that is a county name. And it includes some places like Saharanpur and Gangoh. And this is a place where Ahlullah have come and gone in the numbers. Before Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi Shaykh Al-Aziz Sabazar for a large number of years. So he said that the Ahlullah being in this locality, being in this county, has made the county so blessed that in the past there was a time when the ordinary villager, his tahajjud salah would not be missed. We are not talking about Fajr salah, his tahajjud salah would not be missed. Just Ahlullah being in the locality has so many barakat. That is why if you look in the world, that in those countries where there are no Ahlullah, you will see that the deen condition is very poor. Ahlullah and ulama, they are the two categories that even if they are Muslims in a country, but these two categories are not there, they are in low numbers, or they came there very late, you will see that the condition of the Muslims is very poor there. And those places where the Ahlullah have been for centuries, where ulama have been for centuries, you will see that the condition of the people is good there from a deen point of view. So, this is something that we should pay attention to. We should make it a point that to take out time, once a week, if not once a week, once a month, from time to time going to the company of the Ahlullah. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, he used to advise people so much that he used to tell people that in the holidays, take your children and go take them for 1-2 days in the company of the Ahlullah. These were his words. And my teacher and Shaykh Hazim Allah Salim, Durat Sahib, Hafidullah, he always said that even if someone cannot understand what the Wali of Allah is saying, maybe the Wali of Allah is speaking in the Urdu language, and I don't understand the Urdu language. Oh, I have taken my children, they don't understand the Urdu language. The company will all still benefit. What did we say regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Someone who spends one moment in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state of Iman is a Sahabi. The condition is not he has to hear some words of advice from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is sufficient that he goes and into the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he sits there. Nabi sallallahu, or he just sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passing. That person is a Sahabi. And the Ummah is unanimous that that person's rank is such that no non-Sahabi can reach. So just a company of the Ahlullah is extremely beneficial. So this is something that we should pay attention to. It will make us progress indeed. When a person goes into the company of the Ahlullah and regularly, over time he will realize the benefit. His connection with deen will go to a different level. Nowadays, unfortunately, it's a reality. So, and I'm saying for myself as well, and we will understand. We perform salah, for example. But how many of us, our heart is in salah? More often than not, it is a burden. But you need to perform salah, so I perform salah. It has become a habit. If someone was to ask you and I, when was the last time you actually had zeal to perform salah? Or you actually enjoyed the salah? We would struggle to remember. These are all the blessings and the barakat a person gains through the company of the Ahlullah. He will not only is he practiced upon deen, he begins enjoying deen. Not only does he become practicing upon deen out of habit, he gains a zeal for practicing upon deen. I will end with this incident. One student, when I was a student there, he came to the Muhammad and he said that my father said to me that I've been praying Salah for so many years and I pray Salah in the first serve with the first takbir. But still I haven't reached the condition where I enjoy my Salah. So I'm paraphrasing Hazrat's answer in my own words. Hazrat said to his student, tell your father that you have done everything but you have not gained the company of the Ahlullah yet. There are some things which are very difficult to achieve without the company of the Ahlullah. And this connection with deen, there is the zeal to practice upon deen, enjoyment for practicing upon deen, it is very difficult to gain without the company of the Ahlullah. This is just one example. So, this is something which each of us should pay attention to. I would encourage people also to go to Leicester and go to Hazrat Muhammad Salim Durat Sahib Hafidhahullah. But a person can go to whichever one of the Ahlullah he wants. We have Ahlullah in our locality, Hazrat Mufti Musa Badat Sahib, Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Rauf Sahib. And because they are very humble, they don't tell people to come and gather by them. But we should have that understanding. That if I go into the company, I will benefit. And it's not that you go into a company, a person over time, he goes regularly, he listens to advice. I have mentioned this before, that when advice is given, then how effective that advice is also depends on the spiritual condition of the speaker. So we can go into the company of the Ahlullah, and they can give some advice that we have heard 100 times. And I am saying, I have experienced this myself. We can go into the company of the Ahlullah, and they can give an advice that we have heard 100 times. From other ulama. But that when they give the advice, when those words emanate from their mouth, they will have a different effect on us altogether. This is something which a person will experience himself. So this is something which I wish to share with everyone today. So let us try to bring this into our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to adopt the company of the Ahlullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us remember this. A person's company affects him. And a person's company affects him means Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will end on this point. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, Al-mar'u ala deeni khaleeli. A person is upon the condition of his khaleel. What does khaleel mean? Khaleel is translated as friend. But khaleel means someone who a person loves and a person who he spends time with. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will be upon the deen, meaning your deeni condition will be the same as the people who you love and you spend time with. So if a person spends time with the Ahlullah And he has love for them. Which those of us who have a bit of religious understanding, we do have love for the Ahlullah. We just need to take out some and spend time with them. Then slowly, slowly, our condition will become like this. And before long, a person will find himself within the group of the awliya of Allah as well. Because this is the effect of company. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to benefit from the company of the Ahlullah. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.